Yeah, that's correct. It's I think it's Hustler 5CC, I believe it is. And it's got the different sections for the different the higher frequencies and stuff. And it's kind of neat. I paid a lot of money for it, but my intentions were I was going to put it on my tower, and I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. So I was actually thinking about maybe mounting it on my I've got an unattached garage. It's like a 32 by 40, and it's got a metal roof, and I was going to use that for my ground plane.
Yep. That's basically what I'm doing now. I've just got a 5/8 wave on a magnet mount right in the middle of my garage roof, which is a metal roof, so it's just basically a giant ground plane, and it works fabulously. I mean, all of the repeaters, I'm kind of stuck right in between, right in the middle of all of them. I'm basically halfway between Saginaw and Flint, so all of the repeaters are at least 20 miles to 25 miles away from me, and I was having a heck of a time when I first started out trying to get to them. But somebody suggested using the mag mount on top of the metal roof garage, and bingo, I don't even have to really push too much power through this radio. I usually run it rated about 30 watts right now with another 50 on a switch if I need it. Just push the button and you get another bit of oomph there if conditions are bad or anything else is going on with the repeaters or anything. But so far so good. I have not had to use it at all, so it keeps me from running the radio too hot. And everybody says that I'm pretty much full quieting on all the repeaters, so I'm happy with it. But yeah, the metal roof idea works. It's a really good idea.